Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, November 9th, 2015. Can you believe it? Time flies, whether you're having fun or not. It's just amazing. I run into people and we talk about baby boomers. And, you know, you get in a certain position, you hit a certain age, and you think, well, I'm 55, I'm 60, I'm 65. And these are the ages that when we used to watch the History Channel, we'd see people on the channel and it's like, oh, those are the heads of state. You know, like when you'd watch the videos of World War II, you'd see Churchill and Roosevelt and MacArthur and all those guys. And, you know, over the years we'd watch these films and you think, you know, these are the old generals and the old, whoever, people running state. And now we're not only their age, we're older than they are. And yet when you look at them, you think, wait a minute, I don't look like that. I was watching an old pool video of a guy I don't know if any ever heard about. I just caught this old movie, and I thought, I'm going to look up one of their matches. And it was Willie Mosconi. He's a player. He ran 546 balls without missing. And he was just, oh, God, he had so many titles. And there's another player, they call him Minnesota Fats, in the movie. And they had a tournament they played together. And when I'm watching this video, I'm thinking, yeah, they're retired. In fact, they were retired for years until they had this tournament. And they stated their ages. And there I'm thinking they had to be at least 10 years older than I am. And yet they were younger than I was when they made the videos. But when you see it, it just, I don't know, it takes a while to get over. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jim Zuli. Risa will be on shortly with us, and hopefully I have my mind has been just spinning, keeping up with my son Eric and the events we've been doing. We just went out to a very interesting event at Cal State Fullerton, and they had Eric as a host mentor type situation. Basically, they had entrepreneurs. And the young entrepreneurs, kind of like Shark Tank, I guess you'd call it, would come up to them and they'd give a pitch, like we all have to do. You know, I mean, a lot of times over the years we had to make our little pitch. And when you talk to somebody, you want to get them on helping with your charity, whatever it is. So we're always pitching someone, it seems. But in this situation, it was really well done. It was at, like I said, in Fullerton, Cal State Fullerton. And the kids would, well, I say kids, they were, I don't know. They had high school and college people. And they had 15 or 20 experienced entrepreneurs in business. And they would have a minute to give their pitch. Now, what do you say in a minute to get somebody to sway them your way? And there was, there had to have been, I don't know, maybe 30 or 50 people in there giving their pitches. And then after the minute, they'd have to switch to the next group, you know, to the next entrepreneur. And they'd go around in a circle. And it was really interesting. And they actually came up with the top 10. And there were certain things they said that stuck in their head. The unusual stands out. Like, I remember years ago they did a video. And one guy stood out because he had, like, stilts or whatever you want to call them, and he was like 7 feet tall, and he wore a red, white, and blue outfit on, and he walked down the street in New York, and they would ask people, believe that you've seen walking down the street, what stood out, and it was this one particular individual. And I remember different events when I'd see a certain scenario, something that stood out that was different, how it sticks in your mind like that, and it's really interesting. But we have to remember, you know, we're in the baby boomer scenario, and we get to the stage, and we wonder, okay, it's kind of a now what scenario. you know, what do we do now? We're coming close to retirement. We're wondering when should we take it, and it's the, okay, do you take it at 65? Should you wait? And everybody knows the scenario there that if you take it right away, you don't get as much money. You might get $1,000. If you wait 3 or 4 years, you might get $1,500. But you won't be collecting that money for those several years, so is it worth it? I'm kind of the happy medium road. You know, if you wait too long, you're just giving yourself less time to enjoy life. I mean, you don't want to wait till you're 75, 80 years old, and maybe you don't feel as well. There was a couple that had, my folks retired down in Florida, and they had, we're going to go into
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Okay, it's kind of an automatic, here we go into our hot topic, and basically what I was going to share with you was it's when you go somewhere and you decide to retire, when that day finally comes, you know, you kind of don't want to put things off too long, because sometimes it comes back to haunt you. I'm going to get everything perfect before I make this move. I saw a t-shirt that said, just do it, and that's, I have to follow that when it comes to getting projects done around my house. But this one scenario I was going to relate to, my folks had retired down in Florida, and this other couple had retired. They were living next door. They both worked for the railroad, and they both had great pensions after 40 years each. But the one lady was telling my mother, we never took time off. We never went on vacations. We did nothing but save, save, save. Well, they got down there, had a nice home, plenty of money, ready to do their traveling, had everything planned, and boom, he had a stroke. So now, she said, we can't do any of our travels or follow through with our you know, retirement that they planned going all over the world. So, you know, you got to remember, it's kind of a balance act. I mean, I know, you know, we want our security, and you have to pick a time, but then again, if you're planning on going somewhere, maybe you want to do it and adjust the budget a little bit. I mean, you want to keep it within the budget, but, that, you know, I was going to mention to you a couple places people are going over the holidays. Baby boomers are sitting around. Where are they going to go? Well, some of the popular ones, believe it or not, are the Greek islands, the Canary Islands, Florida, Mexico, and you have all these destinations, but they're costly. Remember, you don't have to spend tons and tons of money. I mean,
welcome
if you
to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. And I'll tell you, Eric has created a real empire. And I like I said, I've always taught him. And a lot of you know, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics. And he does have that. He really helps. And what he's created has benefited so many people, and it's really amazing to get the feedback on some of this. And and what he's passed along, the knowledge and the resources and the relationships and the people have met, it's changed lives, you know. So just to wrap it up on that, don't be depressed. If you're going to, you know, if you plan on doing something but you don't have the budget for the Canary Islands, remember we touched on this several shows ago. We have turnarounds to Vegas. You have the desert, you know, Palm Desert, Palm Springs. There's places you can go. There's cruises you can go on. Believe it or not, you can. There's so many cruises, Mexican cruises, you can go on and see the coast at a very reasonable price. But we have a very special guest today, a gentleman I met in Los Angeles, and I've met a lot of people over the years and since I've been here, and they've been very experienced, whether it's in the entertainment business, in business, whatever it is. And the gentleman I have coming on, Dr. Peter Bishop, is a very special and unique individual. He has the heart of gold, and he radiates what I've said earlier. You have to have faith, determination, drive, and resilience. This young man, he's a baby boomer, but of course he's my age, but he looks a lot younger. Dr. Peter Bishop, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm right here, Brother Jim.
Hello, young man. How are you? And like I said, I know you're a baby boomer and you're a similar age, but you sure do must have a proper diet because you look a lot younger. You don't even look like a baby boomer.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, and you have
okay.
You have so much going on in your life, and you have and like in our show, we like to use people because you know people with your background and because you're such a good example of not sitting around and becoming a baby boomer and not saying okay, time's up, time to retire and slow down. You're as busy as you ever were.
That's right. That's right.
tell us a little bit about your accomplishments, things you've done, and where you plan on heading. Give our audience a little background on who Dr.
Well, I'm a preacher of the gospel, and I've been a preacher of the gospel since the early 70s, all the way from Nigeria to USA, Canada, and different places of the world, ministering the gospel. I've pastored many churches, pioneered many churches, trained many pastors around the world that are now functioning.
You have been around the world. Peter, are you on speakerphone?
I'm on an earpiece.
Okay, it's a little echoey.
Oh, okay. Should I take it off the earpiece?
Yeah, because we hear you, but it sounds like you're talking in a tunnel. And you
okay.
have so much interesting I want you to share.
Okay. Is it better?
But you have done extensive travels, and I want to get a little bit of that information
okay.
shared with everyone.
Yeah.
Nigeria, and so when we're talking a flight, what kind of time frame? I mean, how long of a flight is it when you have to go back to Nigeria?
Well, it's about an 18-hour flight.
Wow. So you
yes.
have to hope there's a good film on board, huh?
Oh, yes.
So go
about
on.
A day
continue
and
on. Continue on.
Okay.
Tell us more.
Okay. I'm in the LA area right now, doing some, you know, ministerial work over here. We're looking forward to starting a ministry, by the grace of God. Right now, I'm on OCN Television Network Broadcasting. And, you know, OCN Broadcasting here
okay.
in L.A. Yeah. So I do my recording there on Saturdays, and it's been aired on Wednesday and Friday. So it's reaching to the far end of the world, and people responding, and they are getting results, what the Lord is doing in their lives, you know. And also, the Lord has also used me in gift ministry, you know, like ministering mm-hmm. in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then, you know, healing, deliverance to the nations. A lot of people have been healed, delivered, set free. Even I've ministered in some settings, and about some few people that were dead, God brought them back alive.
That's amazing.
And I just thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, that he has given to human beings, you know, to be able to help other people.
Now, we know Los Angeles is very diverse, and I met you at one of the most famous intersections almost in the world. I mean, Hollywood and Vine. I mean, that's a famous location there. And you, in your travels and your experience and what you're trying to do, now, you must have met and seen so many people down in that area. Do you is most of what you see people coming in from other countries visiting that area, or do you mainly see a lot of locals hanging in the famous area of Hollywood and Vine, where all the stars are down on the sidewalk?
I would say both groups, both locals and many international people coming from all over the world, passing through here and so on, male and female, people from all nationalities and from all backgrounds. Yeah, I do interact with a lot of them, and it's interesting.
Do you think would this be too difficult? Can you pinpoint down certain countries that you see on the streets that may be coming down? Like, do you see, wow, there's a lot of people from England here, or there's a lot of people from France, or like you say, Nigeria? Can you kind of pinpoint that down? Do you see an influx of certain, certain people that come down from different countries?
Yes, or is it a lot of people do come from London, UK, Germany, area, Amsterdam, people from Canada. I've met a lot of them, and Australians. I've seen them. People from the islands. People from Hawaii, you know, I've seen them, you know, here. Yeah, a lot of people. You cannot even predict the people, the type of people you will see here. You'll just be surprised. Actors and actresses. I have the opportunity of talking with some of them. Some of them give me their cards, and they say, "Well, we're interested in hearing from you." So
yeah,
to go.
And you're I put you in a good spot because you have people that, they're in so many, they're coming from all over the world to visit, but you also have the people that are down in Hollywood trying to get out there, whether they're in music. I mean, can you remember any of the stories? I suppose you've heard some stories of people that have been in show business, or you probably met celebrities that have, already experienced in the business, and a lot of people that are, they want to get up there. Can you share any stories? Have you met anyone down there? Of course, I know a lot of the big celebrities try not to be seen on the streets, but what's your experience with that as far as Hollywood goes?
Yeah, I, of course, I don't know many of their names, but I know their faces, and people like Sidney Poitier who come through here and so on and so forth, and the big people. Also, a lot of people have come to Hollywood area hoping to, fulfill their dreams, but they cannot turn sour somehow to the extent that some of them now are homeless and so on and so forth, and they need a lot of help. And some of them have, they've turned to other stuff, into using drugs and so on. I believe somebody, somebody needs to help them, and we praying for them. I know you praying for them. I'm praying for them as well. It's a mixed group, it's a mixed congregation here in Hollywood area. You find the successful, the far end successful, and the one that is at the lowest bottom.
Yeah. And yet, And we can't just judge that by the way they look, because that one that's the poorest down there, they might have a very strong faith, and their ladder might be heading up to heaven, where somebody that drives by in a Rolls Royce has climbed up the wrong ladder and may not have that on their mind, you know. But
yes.
You're put in the right spot, and like I said, we had a great conversation talking about that right ladder to success. And like I said, I shared that when I was in the backyard cutting some wood scenario, where that phrase popped in my head: God allows you to shoot for the stars, but because he gave you a free will, all he asks is that he remain co-pilot. And he kind of laughed and said, that's true. And I... You know, so what...
Exactly.
So what's on the plate for Dr. Bishop now? What's going on? Where do you plan on heading next? What's your next plans? You're going to go back... You going to go back to Nigeria for a visit coming in the near future?
Well, you know, I will go for visiting by the grace of God. Well, however, you know, the Lord has given me a job to do in USA. And I'm praying that, at God's own time, the doors will be open, as it has opened before. I've traveled a lot. Kind of slowed down a little bit right now, you know. And, I know I've been traveling very soon. You know, because I'm very involved in motivation, you know, counseling, God's children, people on the street, you know, letting them know that where they are now is not the end of the world, that they can get up again. Once you fall down, you can get up, you know. See, so the ground, the floor, is not your end. Up. You have to go up. You know, don't stay where you are. You see, so I'm talking to a lot of them, and some of them
are getting it.
Even Hollywood here, as much as we see all that stuff in Hollywood here, we also see preachers from different parts of the world, you know, just walking here and ministering to different people. And even some of them even ask me, they say, you know, we're just passing by, but something told us that we should come back and pray with you. There's something about you. I just smiled. I said, thank you, sir. Prayer is never too much. I love you to pray for me. So, and they will pray with me, and sometimes God will give me some word to give to them. And they know that I am a believer in Christ, you know. So it's an interesting place to be.
Cool.
And it was meeting with you and your son for what you all are doing. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I wish everybody will participate with you all to, you know, to
Eric's got a good heart. Everybody knows that. And
yes.
He tries to set high bars and a good example. But, well, that's what it's all about. And he's in the game to go in there and try to change some of the get people away from the dark side. And, you know, that kind of thing. He works very hard at it. How can people get a hold of you now, Peter? Do you have a site, or how can we get a hold of you if you have some of your listeners that want to contact you?
Yes, you can get a hold of me through my email. I will just spell it. My email is PETERAGBONLAHR@gmail.com.
Okay. AGBONLAHR@gmail.com. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Peter,
thank
for coming on the show, and God bless you for all your work, and we'll
thank
be
you.
Running into you again.
I'll say hello to your son.
All right, thank you much. Bye bye, Peter.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
Well, guys, I told you he's got his heart in the business, and I'll tell you, we run into so many people, and when you go to Hollywood, and people wonder. You know, they have visions. They might come from Illinois or Wisconsin, and they think, well, they're going to come down here, and they get on the tour buses and drive around. Are the stars down in Hollywood? Do you see them in Beverly Hills? Well, you know what? Actually, you do. When there's some areas that they hang out in, you know, I'm not going to mention any particular ones, but there's, you know, a lot of them like music. and a lot of them like to perform. And I don't remember all the, like you got DiCaprio, he likes music, and he might go to a certain club, and but see, a lot of people don't know that they're there. So they do hang around. We see them in the streets and so on. And it is interesting. So anyway, I will, I had a couple names here. Okay, what I'm going to do is...
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Zulli app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of his fun adventures. Easy Way has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Zulli app for free.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers, baby boomers, it's time for Jim. From Jim.
Well, feeling good. You know, we talked about Hollywood, and so I've never met, I mean, a lot of these people I met, I've only seen them on television and in the movies. But Eric has brought me into a world where we're sitting chatting with Richard Dreyfuss. I turn around, and there's Tom Hanks. We're standing in front of the theater, standing next to me. A lot of you don't remember in the football, Rosie Grier was a famous football player. Well, Eric brought me down to a golf tournament at the Trump Golf Course. It was a fundraiser. And, you know, you team up with some of the players. Some of the stars are good golfers. And what I did was I waited until one of the stars came up, was not a good golfer. He kind of like hit a club of dirt up. You know, so I teamed up with him, but I have met another one. We were over at a club doing a charity for an organization in Africa to raise funds, and it was Peter Fonda. And the list goes on and on. You know, I can't remember them all, but it basically what it is. You know, a lot of them will go to fundraisers. Eric has a lot of fundraisers. And, you know, they're down there. You meet them. Some are working, some aren't. You meet a lot of people in the music business. There's just so many. And it's kind of an interesting scenario. And what's kind of interesting is when you go to areas that they filmed, like, for instance, I'll give you one. I was down at a home. And it was on Westminster Street in Beverly Hills. And I thought I'd stop in to check it out. It was for sale. Well, I used to like the old monster movies back in the 50s. You know, the Wolfman. It was a Lon Chaney thing. And Lon Chaney Sr. was the original. And then his son became the one I knew, the Wolfman. Well, I went to this home. And it was a big home. And Sonny and Cher lived behind it. A lot of big stars used to live around there. And this particular home was for sale, and they all had bars, but they were hidden bars, because back in the Prohibition days, they couldn't have bars in their home. So they were, like, hidden, where you flip a wall and that kind of thing. But the home was built, custom built, by Lon Chaney Sr., and he had it all fixed up, big house, and before he moved in, he died of a heart attack. And if you remember back, Howard Hughes crashed his airplane. Okay, the plane crashed in the home next to this Cheney home and damaged part of the Cheney home too. And I guess Hughes just sent his people in and had it all repaired. But, you know, the point is all these scenarios I'm running into and these people I'm meeting, and it's not just celebrities. It's high-end people, you know, heads of studios and this and that. And it just, it's interesting. And you see the lifestyles and the charities they work with and so on. But anyway, again, like I was saying, we're out of time. And I remember what I said, we have our time coming up for the little trips for the holidays. Don't worry if money's an issue. There's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of things you can do with the grandkids. If you're even in your own backyard, if you research with your computer, there's probably a lot of things that you don't even know about that are going on. So if budget's an issue, don't worry about it. And remember the turnarounds and little trips, like Risa goes on the cruises. And a lot of this stuff can be done on a shoestring budget. So anyway, easywaybroadcasting.com, Easy Talk Live. He's got a studio show coming up. And we got the Hope Tour with John Namer and I are doing a Hope Tour. It's going to be working with kids that have dealt with cancer in children's hospitals, Miller, Chalk Hospital, so on. We're putting that together. But follow easywaybroadcasting.com. Follow the shows, Twitter, so on. And we will be... we'll be seeing you next week. And Risa, we hope you're feeling well. And guys, thanks for stopping in. And we'll say until next week, we'll be signing off from Baby Boomers Live.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, EasyWay Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Okay. Okay, guys, we're back. We're back. And thank you for tuning in to Baby Boomers Live. We got, I think we got a caller on the line. Who do we have with us now? We have... Do we have a caller?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Okay, caller. Hello, caller. Give us your name.
Is this Jim Easy's dad?
This is Jim Easy's dad, or like I say, what's left of him. I'm still
here.
Hey,
this is Ryan. Ryan, hey. Out of Orange County, California.
Hello, Ryan, Orange County, California. Well, I don't know. You picked a good spot because the winter's coming, and if you're going to be down here, you don't have to worry about the snow. So this is the way to go.
Awesome. I just want to commend you. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you. But you know what? I'm a little judge of voice, and this is a Baby Boomer show. I thank you for tuning in, but you don't quite sound like a Baby Boomer. Lucky guy, but no.
I'm a younger guy, but I think older.
Well, you know what? We appreciate your callers, you know, because, you know, basically this is very important, you know, folks, because it's the people like Ryan, who I'm guessing is more in the 30-40 category, and the people, the baby boomers, are more in the late 50s, 60s. But what's important is people like Ryan to hear some of the stuff we're saying about putting something away for a rainy day. And by that rainy day, I mean when you're in your 60s, because believe me, the time goes so fast, you will not believe it. I mean, I can't even tear the pages off my calendar fast enough. So, Ryan,
wow.
Tell us about what the deal is. Did you catch our show? Did you hear about our did you get to listen to Peter?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to the guy, but I missed him. I think I actually know him. Is Stephen Bishop? Was that his name?
Dr. Peter Bishop, right.
Oh, Peter Bishop. Peter Bishop.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing individual. He's got a heart of gold, and he is in the right place because he is in areas, and, you know, he just draws people to him. He's got that kind of ambiance.
Yeah, he was only there for a short time, so, but he did his thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a good interview.
You know, that's what's important, you know, because we run into people all over, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell, but, you know, it's funny. Sometimes you could be, whether it's in a cab or you could be in an elevator, and you get a feeling from somebody that's around you that there's a little despair, and you can hook into that. You can hook into it and just in a, you know, in a kind of a smart way, or I don't know how you'd put it, a clever way, you kind of maybe start a conversation with them and, you know, maybe you could get them to share what's going on and make them feel better. I had a situation one time, Ryan, where a lady pulled into a parking lot where I was at. I don't know if it was 7-Eleven or whatever, and she was really distraught. She pulled over to me, and she said, oh, I said, what's the matter? She goes, well, I'm lost. I don't know if it was her brother or somebody passed away, and she couldn't find the place where they were having the ceremony. And she was so worried, you know, and I said, well, what are you worried about? She goes, I'm going to miss it. I said, no, you didn't miss it. I said, the important part is where your heart is. Your brother who passed away knows where your spirit and heart is. It's not who's gathered around. He knows where you're at. So, you know, what I shared with her, I could tell it put her at ease. Unfortunately, I kind of knew the direction she wanted to go. But, you know, little things like that we do with people make a difference, you know, and that's where Peter's at. He's out there talking to people and sharing. That's what it's all about. But the only thing I'd like help with is slowing down the clock, Ryan. The clock goes so fast and the time goes so fast. I don't know if you've noticed that in life, but you sure do when you're a baby boomer.
Yeah, we slow down, yeah, definitely.
But anyway,
we're all getting up there.
Thanks for calling in, Ryan. We're going to move on and call in again. We appreciate your listening.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
All right.
Hey,
guys,
keep up the good work.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Guys, you know, whether it's like we talk about this. If you're listening to the show and you may not be a baby boomer, you may be in your 30s or 40s or 20s, even whatever. We've got some great advice. If you go to the archive shows, you'll think, well, you know, I'm not a baby boomer, you know, I'm not blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It comes around so fast, I don't even want to tell you. You know, I remember seeing my dad, and he was in his 50s, and I'm thinking, you know, well, it's a long way away, but you know what? It's not a long way away. It goes very fast. And my point is, if any way possible, you could just put a little something aside. I know it sounds corny and boring, but you know what? It'll come around fast. And if you could, you know, take part of your paycheck or just part of your part-time job and stick it away, you'd be surprised how fast it builds up. And if nothing else, if you don't even try, you could wind up with $100,000 in the bank. And I'm talking like, for, you know, if you do that for 20, 30 years, that's easy. And then if you put a little effort towards it, you could have $300,000 put away. And you know what? Instead of sitting there at 60 years old and you have, you know, like $5,000 or $10,000 in the bank or nothing in the bank, you'll have a lot of money. If you think of doing this when you're young, I try to get this through your heads. But anyway, guys, the time is up again on our show. And Reese, I hope everything's going well. And missed you on the show. And guys, thanks for tuning in. Listen to our tips. Remember, if you want to travel and have a good time, you don't need a lot of money. And just enjoy yourself and relax. There's a reason for the holidays. And have your heart in the right place. So from this side of the station, we're just going to say goodbye, and we'll see you next week. Remember, easywaybroadcasting.com. Follow them on Twitter. So so on, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.